This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Pleased to bring in our friend Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Hey, Dennis, good morning. Good to hear from you again.
John Barry, how are you guys? I'm good.
We're doing great, but my gosh, there's so many issues we got to get to you. We're going to play lightning round from the get-go on this one, Dennis. First of all, your piece on Tommy Tuberville. We love Tuberville. He was, you know, great with us when he was the coach. He's been great with us even when he was a coach at Cincinnati and Texas Tech, been on the air. Everybody loves Tuberville, right? He'd be a good governor, you think?
I think it'd be fun, yeah. I mean, as I pointed out in the piece, I mean, what's so outrageous about a former coach being a governor? You know, you've got a former talk show host with no political experience running the country, a B-list actor, Ronald Reagan, became president, and Jesse, the people of Minnesota elected a wrestler. Yep. A wrestler. So I think Tommy's more than qualified.
Hey, don't forget about Schwarzenegger, the Terminator,
yeah,
out in California. Yeah.
Yeah, an action hero in California.
No kidding. You know, I like Tuberville. He's great with people. As Barry mentioned, he was great with us. He's always been good with the media. He knows a lot of people in high places as well. You know, he can talk to anybody, any group. Of course, the big talk around here, though, Dennis, is will the Alabama Nation vote for him?
Well, I think that's if it came to that. Now, you know, he's got to run, go through a primary, everything else. You know, 58%, I'm told, 58% of the elected officials in Alabama are Republican. But most, maybe not a majority, but most of the fans in Alabama are obviously Alabama fans. So which way are they voting when they go in that voting booth? I think I know, but I'm not sure. I think it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Jimmy Raines' name came up in that one, too. That'd be very interesting for sure.
And a great piece at CBSSports.com that Dennis writes about Tuberville and will he do it or not.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome. Great piece. We recommend you take a look at it.
We are struggling for perspective on just how big this Ole Miss NCAA situation is and how much trouble they truly are in, Dennis. Can you provide some?
Oh, I think it's big, but I've been through enough of these for so long that I preface everything when I talk about these things to issue a disclaimer. There's what we know, what we think we know, and what can be proven in that room when they go before the Committee on Infractions. So they're fighting most of this. In fact, the overwhelming majority of it, they've built a wall, if you will, around Hugh Freeze and doubled down on him, who's gotten that level one allegation of not being able to oversee the program. Now, that conceivably, from everything I hear and read, that could be it could lead to a suspension of up to a year. This is the new penalty matrix that was adopted in 2013. And to my knowledge, I don't think it's been applied to a major college football coach. I could be wrong. Jim Boeheim got suspended. There was another basketball coach that got suspended as well, but not a football coach. You've got from what we saw yesterday, again, there's no written record yet because we had, you know, they had the hostage video from Ole Miss, $20,000 changed hands between boosters and recruits in the form of cash, food, drinks, apparel, merchandise, stuff like that. That's pretty big. Ole Miss has self-imposed a one-year bowl ban and 11 scholarships over 4 years, which to me is nothing. It doesn't matter one way or the other. To the NCAA, to Ole Miss. So it really comes down to, did they do enough? And if not, if they didn't do enough, then there's more scholarships and at least one more year of a bowl ban. So I think Ole Miss has doubled down on that.
You know, lack of institutional control is a phrase that nobody wants to hear or read when it's associated with their program. That has been levied. My question, though, lack of institutional control, if Hugh Freeze knew what was going on, that's a lack of institutional control. And if he did not know what was going on, it's still a lack of institutional control. He should have known. How does he survive this?
Yeah, I think you summed it up well. Lack of institutional control is different things to different committees and infractions, but it is bad. It means it's lack of oversight, basically. I thought our guy, Tom Fornelli, wrote a great column last night saying, it's either or with Hugh Freeze. Either they're going to the wall with this guy and supporting him all the way, or you know it's over. You know, because if he's hit with this charge, if this charge sticks, then what he's saying is he doesn't see how Hugh Freeze stays at Ole Miss. I happen to think, just judging the culture, I think he could be. I think if he's suspended for a long period of time, I think Ole Miss would bring him back. I might be wrong. It's a black eye, but I think they would bring him back even if they do suspend. The NCAA does suspend him.
Dennis Dodd is with us, CBSSports.com. You also wrote a piece on the applicability or lack thereof anymore of the death penalty since SMU got it 30 years ago. And you bring up several instances of schools and programs that have come closest to the death penalty. Baylor basketball 05, Penn State football 2012. Alabama football 2002 came close to the death penalty, according to Committee on Infractions Chairman Tom Yeager. Do you see any parallels between that particular instance and this?
No, I actually don't. I wouldn't put Ole Miss in this space at all. Is it potentially a big scandal? Absolutely. I don't think it rises to the unless there's more we don't know and it gets discovered again that we don't know about that. That gets them in more trouble. But no, that was SMU 30 years ago. They were already on probation, guys, remember, and said they were going to stop paying players. And then they continued paying players, and the scandal went all the way up. The conspiracy went all the way up to the governor's office. So that would be really hard. But, I mean, you mentioned Alabama with Albert Means in 2003, I think it was, where Tom Yeager said Alabama was absolutely looking down the barrel of a gun. He did not have to elaborate. So schools have come close. I'm going to put Ole Miss in there right now.
Dennis Dodd joining us here this morning. Dennis, we've had a couple of people over the last several months already talking about the upcoming football season. Last year, the SEC did not have a plethora of great quarterbacks, and might be the case again this year. At least they'll be a little bit more experienced. I expect better quarterback play in Athens, also maybe in College Station as well. But a lot of people are saying it's telling us they believe the best quarterback play in 2017 is going to be in Auburn. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that's something to think about. I think Auburn's going to be viable and back as a contender because of Jarrett Stidham. He's, you know, I think Gus's system needs a fire starter, and they haven't really had one, a guy who can run the RPO really well since Nick Marshall. Now, I'm not saying Jarrett Stidham's a runner like Nick Marshall, but he certainly has the arm. He did some great things as a freshman at Baylor. I think Auburn's definitely trending up now with a guy they can rely on. So, yeah, just those ones you mentioned. I would also mention a certain Alabama quarterback returning. It's looking up, at least in the conference quarterback-wise.
Steve Sarkisian leaving Alabama for the NFL, a big story, no, a question mark there with Brian Daboll in his place. Any cause for concern at all there in your mind, Dennis?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, the fact that this is Brian Daboll is Nick Saban's third offensive coordinator in 2 months, I think. When the season kicks off in the fall, he'll be his sixth offensive coordinator in 11 seasons and his 23rd assistant overall. I think you have to trust the process. A famous man once said that somewhere. So Brian Daboll, who has a precious little offensive coordinator experience, but, you know, when you're the tight ends coach at the New England Patriots, it's you could almost rename that Rob Gronkowski's coach. You know, you're pretty good. Rob Gronkowski's going to make you pretty good. So I can only trust what's happened there in the past. I think Brian Daboll will be fine.
Well, we'll be here before we know it. A lot going on now, though. Great stuff about Tommy Tuberville, the coverage of the Ole Miss situation. And, Dennis, we always appreciate your time. We know you're extremely busy. We'll touch base a little later as this spring football starts in full swing. Look forward to getting your thoughts about what else is going on around the league.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Dennis Dodd on our Dreamland of Barbecue guest hotline here this morning.